Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lane between the rings. Works on the right-hand dribble. Attacks. Kick out. Right corner. Hunter three. It's good! Tie game!
Losing the perfect games.
He had a perfect game.
Same
going.
Moment. Same
yeah.
moment.
Yep.
Last 2 days.
9 o'clock.
And it wasn't Armando Galarraga. It wasn't him when Jim Joyce blew the call.
Well, I could tell. I could see the blank look in his face in the commercial break. I said, highlight intro. And I could tell. Are you a coffee drinker, Ross?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay.
You are? Because it's never made when we walk in when you're in here.
The biggest thing right now is I don't know that we have coffee right now.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we just don't have water.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure about that.
For 34 cents a day.
Because literally this last weekend, I don't think we even had the ability to make coffee. So I literally brought coffee in, what was that, yesterday morning?
So you're bringing in one cup?
Well, no, it's like good portion of the pot. I'm living with my parents at the moment. They always make coffee, and so I took a good portion of the pot both of these days and just filled up. Got one of those like little Yeti cups or whatever.
Yeah,
a thermos. Yeah,
yeah,
a thermos.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all you're having for the morning.
Well, I mean, and a little bit of breakfast, but yeah.
No. But that's
from
the
coffee.
That is all the
what
coffee
I'm trying
I've been
to get
drinking.
To is that's maybe why you're shutting down.
Yeah, wears off.
Come the final hour. You got to go in there, Choppy. Yeah. Choppy's got coffee for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a fresh pot in there right now.
Yeah.
Man, say less. I'm going to do that in the next break.
Good to go. The first four is over with. Thank God. Get these first four games out of here. They were fun. They were fun. Not for Bobby and Sean last night. I'm really petrified today because we play today, Tennessee. We play Wofford, and they have a player named Kyler Filewich, who would be the tournament darling this year. So it's just our luck that we're playing that team. He is the guy who shoots the free throws granny style.
Oh, that's underhand. Awesome.
Yeah, he's 31%. Not very good.
Oh, 31% under, and he's still doing the underhand?
And he's still, that's how bad he is overhand. Regular.
Wow. I had the
Bo Kimble shot better than that left-handed.
I had the freaking stinking Texas Longhorns. I should have known then to pick my most hated local college school into the Sweet 16 against RJ's Vols. Thankfully, they allowed me to change things up this morning instead of screwing me when I can't go back.
Yeah, Texas had an 8-point halftime lead. They were up by double digits a number of times in this game, but they wind up losing 86-80 to Xavier. A lot of people speculating, Bobby, that Rodney Terry is going to get the ouster.
Out of here. Yep.
In Texas.
He had been the interim after Chris Beard got fired in these last 2 years. It just has not lived up to their expectations. But I did see noted Longhorn alum Clarence Hill complaining about this on Twitter, saying, everybody calm down. Rodney Terry's doing a great job. We're not good. We shouldn't swap out anybody.
Clarence is the Mickey of Austin. So yes, everything's going to be positive and undefeated. By the way, I have a basketball note coming in right now. Don't look.
All right.
How much did the Boston Celtics just get sold for?
Oh, they got sold? Was Phoenix sold for $4
billion? How much were the Mavs sold for, RJ?
3.6? Was it 3.6?
I don't know.
I will say $9
billion. $9? Holy crap. I mean, we were throwing out 10 for the Cowboys.
All right, I'm going to say...
Oh, the Cowboys get 15, 20, I think.
Let's go with $5.5 billion.
6.1. Surpasses the Commanders for the highest sum ever for a North American sports team. Shams with the news. Bill Chisholm, managing partner at Symphony Technology Group, 6.1 billion.
Okay, 6.1. A little lower than I would have expected, obviously.
By $3 billion.
I think I may have overshot.
Just a little bit.
I think I may have overshot that one. If they do move on from Rodney Terry, they will not get Will Wade. Because Will Wade, what do you think of this story? He is the head coach of McNeese. McNeese has a game today against Clemson. And by the way, that's Will Wade's alma mater is Clemson. So he's coaching against his alma mater. But yesterday, the news came out that he is leaving for NC State. How the hell do you get? How do you do that? How does this happen before the tournament? I've never seen this in college basketball, where a coach before the tournament already announces he's leaving and he's going to go and take another job. How do you let him coach?
What was last year? Who did they fired a coach before the end of the season? What was that? And did they make the tournament? I can't remember. Or if they were just close. But yeah, we've seen changes before.
Yeah, we've seen like Steve Fisher. That's when he was at Michigan. They had fired somebody who wasn't like he was going to leave for Arizona State the following year. I want a Michigan man. That was the whole boat. I want a Michigan man to be the coach. But Will Wade is moving on to NC State, who fired their coach 1 year after making the Final Four.
Wow.
They made the Final Four last year.
And now they're making the change. You got to do that whenever you get a recruiting violator come open like that.
Yep. Taking their motivation from the Mavericks. That's Final Four, not good enough.
It's not good enough. Final Two wasn't good enough. Now, to be fair to Will Wade, he has said he doesn't want any of his coaches complaining about the transfer portal. He goes, because if I can do it and we can do it as coaches, then they should be able to do it too. So credit to him on that. So it's not technically talking out of both sides of your mouth. I just don't know, like, you know, how you just can't, as a school, how nobody could keep their mouths shut and how this leaked out. I feel bad for these kids. You can't let this leak out right before the game.
Yeah, it's a little bit odd. But, like, I mean, especially odd just not that he's leaving, but they're also, like, identifying where he's going.
Yeah. All right, you want to do the degenerate picks?
Yes.
All right, here we go. So, I tread lightly first round. Okay. So I don't necessarily go in terms of as high a dollar as I might. Sweet 16, that's where we hammer it because we've got a feel for the teams and they're not as volatile. Like I said on Monday or Tuesday, generally you'll have maybe one upset in the Sweet 16. That's really about it. You get a ton on these first couple of days. I like the under in a lot of these games. Louisville Creighton under 145.5. Both teams are outside the top 100 in pace. So there, you can go on Sharp Side Basketball website. It's got a great a graphic about pace and tempo.
Both slow it down.
They're slow it down teams. High Point plus 7.5 against Purdue. Even though Purdue has one of the best players in the tournament, Braden Smith.
Maggie Gray was all over that this morning on Maggie and Perloff. She's all over High Point.
All over High Point. Mm-hmm. Okay. I also like the under 152.5. Both teams are outside the top 200 in pace. So slowing it down. Drake, Missouri, under 132.5. Both Drake is dead last in tempo. Missouri is outside the top 150. This thing might be 55 to 50. Omaha plus 18.5 in St. John's. Omaha is going to get out and run. St. John is not great at defending the spot-up jumper, and spot-up jump shot percentage is a great way to get an upset and to look for those in the tournament. And I like Yale plus 7.5 against A&M, and I like the under 138.5. I'm taking Yale to cover. Both teams outside the top 100 in tempo. And I'm looking at my thing here. I do believe I also have Yale pulling The upset.
Oh,
ooh, look at that!
And you gotta have a 13, right? You gotta have a 12.
And you're very down on A&M right now.
Am I?
You were. You were talking a lot of mess about them. You said you thought Texas killed them.
That's right. I did think that.
All right. It is time to unveil the morning show bracket selections without Peyton Russell. The loser.
I have Peyton's.
Okay. All that matters is you don't come in last place. The punishment this year is, and for you 5:30 a.m. club members, you will be rewarded or maybe punished. Whoever comes in last has to host an entire half hour from when we used to start the show by themselves. Mm-hmm. 5:30 to 6 a.m. You got to sit in here. You got to come in early. And if you don't wake up at 5:30 to hear it, we'll replay. We're going to replay it later in the show anyway. We're going to replay it.
Hagee will say something about it.
To torment that individual. That's right. Hagee has a problem with all of the way we structure our show. So solo hosting, 30 minutes, 5:30 to 6. And we'll see how ugly it gets.
Okay, now, a couple of questions revolving around this because ultimately I'm going to be the one doing it. Can you use Peyton?
No.
No.
So you just have to speak like you're on a podcast?
Yep.
Like Peyton's not even here.
Not even there.
You cannot go back and forth with anyone.
But you
can't have anyone on the phone.
You're going to have to be Paul Harvey.
No calls, no nothing.
You can't even take phone calls.
No. Oh, okay. It's solo.
Well, I mean,
you can't have any help.
That's part of a solo show, I would think. Audio cuts. Can you use audio cuts?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we limit it? Because
you can't have a 5-minute audio cut.
Yeah, that's right. No. That's
can't
fair.
Have a Jason Garrett story.
It's within the normal confines of how we would an audio cut.
No more over the course of the half hour than what? 2 minutes of audio played?
Yes.
Okay. No more than 2 minutes of audio taking up the time.
Okay.
Now, who do you think is the most terrified of this? Peyton, I think if Spittle's listening, he should be terrified of Peyton.
I think Peyton's going to lose this bracket on purpose because he's like, I get a half hour to host? Like, he's going to be all over it.
Because hosting by yourself, I mean, I've probably done it the most of anyone in here.
Carrie on the YouTube says, please don't lose, Bobby.
It's so much easier to talk with other people. It's bad, man. There's no place to go. There's no place to throw it. Reset your thoughts. The ums and ahs will be magnified times 30.
Oh, my gosh, so much.
I mean, people are always like in radio when they're like, all right, you're hosting a solo show. Just pretend like, you know, pretend like that sign on the wall is a person. Because you're going to start talking like a broadcaster again.
Yeah.
And like this, it's not normal conversation because there's no one else in here. It can suck. It can suck.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yeah, you have to be like an egomaniac like Colin Cowherd to talk for 3 hours by yourself. But now he's got his little pigeon.
Jason McIntyre, right?
To talk to like that.
The answer is me and Choppy are most terrified of this. I don't want to do this at all. And like, I mean, that would be the day I'd wake up late again.
I have nothing to say. I don't even know how I do this job.
All right. Let's all go with our elite eights and narrow it down. So I have a lot of ones and threes. All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I have Auburn, Iowa State, Florida, Texas Tech, Duke, Wisconsin, the Armpit, and the Volunteers. Houston is terrifying me. I end up with Auburn, Florida on one side, Duke, Houston, wussing out with the top seeds, and Florida beating Duke in the championship.
Okay.
All right. I did try to go with a lot of RJ's formula throughout. For the upsets, and just try not to come in last. So, the Florida Gators over Duke.
All right. I have my Elite Eight, Auburn, and North Carolina.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my, like it. What stones?
I know, right? Florida.
How much is the NCAA paying
I
you?
Know, right? Florida and Texas Tech.
All right.
Duke and Alabama. And in the Midwest, I have Tennessee and Clemson.
Okay.
And then my final four is Auburn, Florida, Duke, and Tennessee. And then I have Florida beating Duke.
Okay. All right. So we got the same championship and winner.
There's some similarities here between our brackets. I've got Auburn and Michigan State. Then I've got Florida, Texas Tech. We all have Florida, Texas Tech. Duke and Alabama. And then I've got Gonzaga as the 8 seed against Tennessee. And then in the final four, I have Florida over Auburn, Duke over Gonzaga, and then Duke beats Florida.
Yo, what? Paytons?
Yeah. Chalky? Is there white dust coming off of it? Like a Michigan baseball player?
There's more white dust than up Mitch Voigt's nose right now, the Michigan baseball player.
It's like Rage's prep sheets.
In the South, he has one seed Auburn against two seed Michigan State. In the West, one seed Florida versus two seed St. John's. In the East, one seed Duke versus two seed Alabama. And in the Midwest, one seed Houston versus two seed Tennessee.
What a coward. What a little coward.
And then is it 1-1-1-1-1-2?
No, he has Auburn, St. John's, Duke, and Tennessee, and then Duke over Auburn.
Boy, he did not listen to you. Because you said St. John's can't be... You're not going to be able to get St. John's. Yeah. That's one of the teams that he said. Yeah. There are rules that say they can't get down that far.
Did you follow RJ's tips to a T?
I did. Now, the only thing I think I picked just under on the upsets. Because when Texas lost, I picked Illinois over Xavier. But I've got, like, in the first round, I'm trying to see the biggest upset I have in the first round. I've got VCU over BYU. I've got North Carolina beating Ole Miss. And then I've got Colorado State beating Memphis and Arkansas beating Kansas.
All right, let us know your final four and who is ultimately going to win it here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Let's change overtime, automatic first downs, playoff seedings, and the tush push, the NFL rule proposal. See which ones you're down for after this.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Daxer-U?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yes. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece and the return of Corey Majors coming up at 9:40. The station out and about today. Roberto, where are you going to be for the madness?
I'm going to be all around the place, and I'll be updating on my social media accounts, but I'll probably be out at Twin Peaks earlier this afternoon. I'll probably stop by see Chop while
how
he's
do you,
out.
How do you not know your location yet?
Because I've got a call I've got to be on at noon. And depending on where I'm at when I take that call will then depend on where I go from there, because I've got to run errands after I get out of here. So it puts me in a bunch of different places. But I'll be at Twin Peaks. I'm probably going to go by Derby and see Will Chambers at some point. And then where Chop is going.
That's in Frisco?
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to be all over the place.
I'm going to be crisscrossing.
I'm going to be hanging out. I'm going to go to my buddy Rex's bar in Fort Worth, Rex's Bar and Grill.
It's going to be like a G-Bag flag tour. Yep. I'm just going to be running around.
Because then tomorrow, G-Bag, and I'm going to go out there as well. Will's coming out there tomorrow, too. We're going to go to Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers for lunch and watch some tournament games. G-Bag's there, too.
All right, so it all starts today. Bobby Belt looking a little bit nauseous in the commercial break.
Yeah, we got a tweet, and it was, who sent this over to us? It was Steve. So Tolo Steve Allen said, another person mentioning Omarion Hampton to the Cowboys at 12. And this one is it's a little upsetting. It is Dane Brugler in a podcast interview with Robert Mays apparently said, hey, Genty, it's looking less likely he'll get to 12. If he's not there, keep an eye on Omarion Hampton. So this is now several different people who keep connected. I'm hoping it's just people connecting dots and going, they need a running back. Let's just put him here.
Yeah, I watched him yesterday and I was like, all right, I'm not seeing this home run hitter burst of speed. He kind of looked like DeMarco Murray to me. He looked smooth, but I wasn't going wow by any of the highlights that I had watched.
Is he big? Like
yeah,
tall?
No. He's not like super tall. He's like thickly built though. He's like I think he came in at 5'10" and it was like 215 or something like that.
You mentioned like he looked like DeMarco Murray, like
6'2", 220.
Not super fast. Like he didn't look fast, didn't pop on tape. And I wonder if like guys like based on their size look different. Like Robert Smith was a very smooth runner. He did not like look like he was a burner. He could run away from you, but he didn't look it on tape, you know, like Curtis Martin, same thing.
Well, yeah. Could Curtis Martin run away from you?
Well, he ran to the Hall of Fame.
Well, that doesn't mean it. That doesn't answer
four,
the question.
And literally at 4.5 yards a pop like that. He was so consistent. That's what it was. It was consistent.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about explosion. You were talking to me yesterday that they wanted an explosive option to draft.
Yeah, he's not one who like is going to turn the corner and burn.
And DeMarco was 6'1", 220.
Yeah, so, and look, I mean, now to be fair, we all think of Pollard. Tony Pollard was, okay, that's a home run hitter.
Yeah.
Pollard ran like 4.52. He was not but there's a difference between time speed and like game speed and the way that you run. I agree with you. When I see Omarion Hampton run the ball, I don't look at that and go, oh, that's somebody who's just a home run hitter threat all the time.
So you think I could be a pro scout probably.
Yeah. That's basically what I'm saying. At least with running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see about JJ McCarthy. We'll see how he come down there this year.
It won't be difficult. Watch what I do. Speaking of 40s, Jalen Milroe lighting it up yesterday.
How about that? Jalen freaking Milroe. Now, there were a couple of different reports as to his number, but NFL Twitter account posted 437.
That was the common number you heard yesterday. I think the initial unofficial time people had yesterday was like some people were like, oh, it's 4.34, but I think what settled down was you're starting to hear like 4.37, 4.38.
Man, he really is a freak athlete.
Yeah.
Like, he really is a freak.
It was backyard ball at Bama. Mm-hmm. It was snap it to him and let him run around.
I really need a better handle on his hand size. It's jumped. It's gotten bigger. And they stretched it out. Is he going to get the same hand treatment every day to make his hand size bigger?
Yeah.
No, that's just you're trying to game the system.
Right.
You're just trying to get something on the
record.
You're
trying to game the system, and it's like, you know, holding on to the football is a thing. You got to do it. You got to find a way to hold on.
I mean, well, is he fumbling the ball on his own or is it getting knocked out? Again, Jared Goff, same question. Everyone now is taking Jared Goff as their quarterback.
Right.
How often out of 50 throws does the grip on the football get compromised for Jalen tossing it? That's the question to me.
It's not just with fumbling the ball. It's also like
cold weather, rain,
throwing ducks.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a great grip on the ball. Because if you ever just take us, like, you know, we don't have big hands. But, I mean, I kind of do.
Yeah.
But
I do.
No, it's terrifying for me. So, like, I'm fine. I'll include the hand jokes if you want on the fan text, whatever. I don't care. If I'm holding an NFL football, I have to hope that when I bring it back,
it stays. Yeah.
Like, that is terrifying. If it stays, I feel good about throwing a football.
Right.
It might not stay.
Yeah. You've got to grip it differently. You've got to grip it harder.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, just like, even if you have, let's just say
I'm going to have no chance with a wet one. Zero.
Right. Just say, let's say you have 9.5, 10-inch hands. All right. Even if you have big hands, get a one size smaller football. How much easier it is to throw, how much further you can throw it, how much more control you have, how much less wear and tear on your forearm that it is just to throw it. So the bigger the hands, obviously the easier it is.
Watching him throw football is hilarious. It really is.
He's got a hose, a cannon. It's just Donovan McNabb looks like Troy Aikman next to him sometimes.
It's just the ball will, and I mean, I remember I was talking to somebody, not this past year, so it was the year before, who had been out at Bama practice and watched him. And they were like, I've never seen a big-time college quarterback skip so many slant throws in practice against air. I've never seen it before.
And is that grip? Or is it...
Could be.
Ability?
Yeah. I mean, is it just a... That's what they'll try to figure out. Is it a mechanical thing? Is it a grip thing? How much of it is correctable? Josh Allen used to sail some throws at Wyoming. It was... Some of the throws he'd make, you were like, where the hell were you trying to put that football? They would sail on... But again, it was stuff that was correctable, stuff you thought you could fix. That's just what they'll have to ask with Miller. For me, I don't think it's fixable. I just think he's a bad thrower. I don't think he throws the football very well.
All right, NFL rule proposals that came from different teams yesterday.
So three teams gave us four rule change possibilities. All right, first one comes from the Green Bay Packers. Their rule change proposal: to prohibit an offensive player from pushing a teammate who is lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap.
Tush push.
That is the tush push.
Yeah, in. That's exactly how I want it to be written as well. You cannot push the quarterback from behind. You cannot have a running back assist. As soon as you do it, it's a 10-yard flag. It's not going to get passed, I don't believe, but I think it should.
Yeah, unsportsmanlike conduct. That's basically what it should be.
I actually like it.
Why? What? I thought you'd like what? You like the rule proposal?
No. I would keep it. I don't necessarily like the play, but I would keep it. I do think it falls on the sour grape side to get rid of it.
All right, okay, well, here's the deal. What rules in sports that have been dominant do you not view as the sour grape side? Usually something has changed because...
Yeah, it's sour. Yeah, I get it. All the rule changes that the Colts asked for back in the Manning days with the Patriots about clutching and grabbing... That was sour grapes. You couldn't beat them, so you tried to change the rules.
All right, well, here's what needs to happen then. If they're going to keep that in place, then they've got to figure out some other solution than what they were threatening to do in the NFC title game with the Commanders. Where Philly's just standing up there doing their dumb hard count for 8 offsides in a row until a touchdown was threatened. It's like, all right.
And then the Commanders are going to get punished with a free touchdown.
Just snap the ball. Like, let's get going. Let's stop playing.
That was stupid. I didn't know this was a rule. Did you know that the NFL used to have a noise rule?
Neil O'Donnell once tried to invoke it against the Lions. The Lions Pontiac Silverdome was getting so loud, and it was just for 1 year. It was like the old review and pass interference. They threatened to penalize the Lions for the crowd being too loud to where Neil O'Donnell couldn't hear the cadence and snap the ball.
Crazy, right? Stupid. So stupid. Speaking of the Lions, they proposed two. First one is to eliminate an automatic first down as a penalty imposed for defensive holding and illegal contact.
So I do hate when it's 3rd and 17 and it's a legal contact with him right after the 5 yards at the 5 yard spot, and it's an automatic first down. I hate that. I'm like, all right, that crime, that penalty doesn't deserve that type of reward. But I also don't want to go the other way that you're worried about.
Yeah, the other thing I'm worried about is that, like, if you just make it a five-yard penalty and not an automatic first down, if it's third and 17, you have no worry about being overly handsy and actually doing that illegal contact. Because it's like, if it gets called, it's now just third and 12. And if it doesn't get called, you're off the field. So I don't love that. That I think could get kind of out of hand.
Yeah, I think it's overcalled in general. The contact is overcalled. But if you want to, again, like Sean's talking about, I hate the idea of how a five-yard penalty is an automatic first down. So if it's second and 10, well, if that's just 5 yards, why does that all of a sudden give you first down? Yeah. That shouldn't add up to me. So
I would sign off on that, or I would heavily consider that one.
The next one, also from the Lions, is they want to end the idea that just winning your division automatically gets you a home playoff game. They want to make it so winning your division just gets you into the playoffs. That's the reward for winning the division. I like this one. So they don't want to have a situation like last year where a 14-win Minnesota team had to go on the road to a team that lost four more games than they did.
Sure. That's, if you want to seed them by who's best, fine. Because we were talking about this during the break. Sean, what do you think Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay, what do you think their record was outside their own division? Collectively.
Last year, collectively?
Four combined losses.
29-4. Green Bay was 10-1. They went 1-5 against the North. They were 10-1 outside of their own division. So you are penalized. I mean, if Minnesota and Green Bay and those teams come out like with better records than somebody who had an easier division.
I'm fine with it.
Yep.
I'm fine if you want to change that.
I am too. I am too. I like it. And finally, the Eagles, to align the postseason and regular season overtime rules by granting both teams an opportunity to possess the ball regardless of outcome of the first possession, subject to a 15-minute overtime period in the regular season.
Fine with it. I'm not going to sit here and be fake or pretend like I'm thinking about the player safety in my mind. I'm more about the fairness over the player safety of it, and don't get screwed during a regular season overtime. Give both sides a chance. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I still have, it's an unpopular take. I still would just honestly have them play another 15-minute quarter, but this is at least better, and especially I don't like the 10-minute thing. Extend it to 15 and give each team a possession.
Around the NFL, here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, it is the return of Corey Majors, and we have a final way for you to bet on the start of March Madness today. We'll bring it to you with KNC Crosstalk after this.
Hobbs on the midcourt logo with 5. Works to the right slot. Crosses over on Sprouse. 3. Good! Dallas Hobbs put both hands over his head. He untucks his jersey. He stares into the crowd.
Some of the action from last night on True TV as my American University Eagles.
Sorry, buddy.
True.
Eliminated. Wiped out. We lost our big man like 14 separate times. And then the Texas Longhorns, who I had advancing to the Sweet 16, trying to blow up my bracket already and losing, blowing their 8-point lead.
All right, let me ask you a question about that. What round do you have to have had a team going to lose in the first round for you to consider your bracket busted? Because I really hate when like your first team loses that you had losing in the second round. You're like, my bracket is busted. Yeah. No, it's not.
No, well, you're fine.
To me, I have to be more specific with the answer. If I lose, you know, Auburn, Florida, Duke, I'm actually not as worried as I would have having Texas. If it's a big gamble I'm taking with a team going to the Elite Eight, then I'm petrified.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because like, I said, it makes sense.
It does. Yeah. Like UC San Diego, if you've got them going to the Sweet 16 and they get clipped in the first round, you're not done for, but that's going to hurt because you took a gamble and it didn't work out.
Now, when it comes to our bracket, do we want to do the scoring, 1 point for the first round, 2 for the second, 3 for the third, 4, 5, 6.
I need to go back and look how we've done it. I just want to do it however we've done it in the past.
64 points for the winner, 32 for the final four, 16, 8.
See, I think the 1 through 6 is a much better gauge at who did a good job because it also rewards you for how well you navigated that first round.
Yeah, I agree.
Whereas the other one,
it's just pick the winner.
Yeah, you could have a garbage bracket, but you believed in Florida all along and you're like, hey, you won.
So we did, in the past, we've done
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You get the first round winner right, that's 1 point, second round is 2, and it goes down the list until you get to the champion. The champion is a 10 point. for getting a winner.
Even that makes sense.
We did 10?
That's fine.
I thought we did 6.
10? No, because it tracks down until you get to picking the winner, then it's 10.
So the ultimate loser has to solo host
the whole show
for 30 minutes.
Oh,
5:30 to 6. You got to come in early and you got a solo host.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's fun.
Is Bobby going to make it if he loses?
Yeah, you'll be late.
He said he's going to be late. He thinks Peyton will intentionally throw it now to get more airtime.
Smart.
It'll be me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Do you think Peyton's smart enough to do that?
No.
Well, okay. He picked to lose on purpose. Huh? To lose on purpose?
Well, he already filled out the bracket.
Yeah, he picked all ones and twos.
Yeah.
At the,
you know,
the Elite
two
Eight.
Seed hasn't been in the championship game in 9 years.
Oh, crap. I got to change mine real quick then.
Did you fill one out? Either.
Yes. Just now.
Yeah, I did too. So on our company one, or the 4131, that's this building. They
over our address out.
Yeah, North Central Jim's Expressway.
Here. Jim knows.
Yeah,
Jim's joining us today on the show. By the way,
and Jim wasn't going to say a word.
He won his bid for KNC for a day from Peace-a-thon, so he will be with us this afternoon. I forgot what I was saying. It's been a few days since I've done radio.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is the most.
Wait, hang on. I want to see who knew what Corey was saying. Who can finish? I want to see who was paying attention.
Oh,
Bobby, you go first. Don't say it.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Nope.
I was looking at Peyton's bracket.
Look at
bracket.
This. This is the attention. I'm relying on you. You're my dependable one.
He was going to fill out the bracket for the work challenge.
Oh, yeah, the work challenge, 4131.
There is an autofill option.
Yeah, there is.
And I was like, what? So you can just do it by seating?
Yeah.
You can do it by whatever?
Straight ticket?
Like, yeah, and there's like random or extreme random. And I was like, this is great. Just do that.
So you did that?
Kind of. I went based on the historical seating, and then I kind of adjusted after I was like, that's stupid. Why would they do that?
By the way, on the point of busting your bracket, I did have Purdue in the title game the year they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson, and I didn't lose our bracket. So you're not ruined, okay. Even if you have a title winner
that
in
is
there.
Very Look, impressive.
I'm going to – Peyton's bracket is troubling.
Oh.
It is troubling.
Because it's so chalky?
In the first round, he has a 10 over a 7 – New Mexico over Marquette. He has a 12 over a 5, Colorado over Memphis. He has a 10 over a 7, Arkansas over Kansas. And
what's troubling?
That's it. Those are the only upsets he has in the first round. That's it.
That would have been right a couple years ago. A couple years ago, there was, like, I think just three. Like, there's two 10s and an 11, and those were the only upsets we had. So, I mean, it could happen.
He has no upsets in the second round, except a 6 over a 3, BYU over Wisconsin.
How far did he have Texas going? Because he filled this out before last night.
And he would have had them losing.
He had Ole Miss. He had Illinois winning either way.
Okay.
My autofill picked all the 9s over the 8s, every single one of them.
Really?
That hits more often than not.
Okay. All right, then.
Bobby had the female challenge as he had his wife fill out a bracket. Ooh. Because Baby. You know what happens a lot of times in these office pools.
Yeah, you get the, basically I just told her, I was like, hey, the ESPN lets you pick 25 brackets. So
they do?
Yeah, they let you pick up to 25 brackets. So I was like, cool. I need you to just fill one out and just guess, because it really doesn't matter. I'm trying to throw as many different combinations at it as possible. Here are some of the teams that she had ending up in the Elite Eight. She's got Creighton versus Texas A&M.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is Sweet 16. Creighton versus Texas A&M. Lipscomb 14 versus Bryant 15.
Ooh. Oh, baby. Bryant.
Usually a top 4 seed loses in the first round.
Number 8 UConn versus number 12 Colorado State.
I hate UConn.
She's got Texas Tech.
Colorado State's like a sexy pick.
Yeah, they are.
She's got Tech versus Arkansas. That's fine. Georgia number 9 versus High Point 13 in the Sweet 16.
Hell yeah.
14 Montana versus 10 Vanderbilt.
Vandy.
And then, in fact, she doesn't have a single number 1 seed getting to the Sweet 16.
Wow, even the Sweet 16.
That's amazing.
So what did she do this based off?
Oh, my God.
It seemed like she was doing it based off of, did she like the mascot name or not?
Okay.
All right, I get that.
So, like Montana went far. She liked the Grizzlies. That carried her a lot of the way. She liked Huskies, so UConn went pretty far. And then at the end, I think she just leaned on.
That's why she married Bobby, Grizzly Huskies.
Right, she leaned heavily on the Texas angle by the end, because she had Texas A&M versus Tech in the Final Four, and she picked A&M to beat Oregon in the final.
In the final? Man.
Wow.
Corey.
That'd be crazy.
Not a Duck fan.
How was Denton?
Denton was fantastic. The weather was beautiful for a walking campus tour.
Oh.
So we first did the general tour, and then the second tour was the college of music. That's amazing, dude. UNT's College of Music is wonderful.
It really is.
I went to their journalism school there, the Maybourne School of Journalism. I was the first person to graduate with a sports degree there.
Wow.
Or sports certificate. Yeah. And I was excellent broadcasting student.
Excellent.
I'm doing great at it.
It's like UNT is like the NBA Hall of Fame for broadcasting.
It is. There are a lot of people.
Wow.
Hold on. Just anybody gets in.
That's worth the chops UT.
Anybody gets out of there.
Anyone gets in, everyone gets out.
But the College of Music, man, that's interesting. For the track that he wants to get in, they let in like 15% of their wow. people that apply. So he has a lot of work to do. We looked at Columbia on a virtual tour, and then we're going to Columbia in Chicago, the School of Music in Chicago.
I was like,
and then Belmont is Papa, this week as well.
Belmont.
And then we're going to, in May or June, we're going to go up to Boston, Berkeley, College of Music up there. But yeah, he's very into production.
Production.
He loves producing. I mean, his Spotify, he already has.
Why don't you get him up here, do some stuff for y'all's show?
He got one song that got over 13 million listens or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. Like he's making money on it. And I was like, dang, dude.
Have him take Medford's.
He actually has sent me a
shots
fired.
Damn,
he has sent me a song that he wants me to be as like the background for the C block, but I don't know if I can legally do. Can I do that? It's his song.
If he made it. What are you copywriting him?
Well, I don't know how all that stuff works.
We'll get an Odyssey email next to the buffer one saying, Corey Major's child, do not replay, do not cite a reference.
But it was really cool, man. I was really, really happy to see him, like as he was seeing it and experiencing it.
Yeah.
He sees the curriculum. He's excited. So it was fun.
What's coming up on the program?
We do have Jim joining us today. Jim is going to be
I've started watching this True TV show, and that guy's going to smash in that other dude's car with a pipe.
We start off the show with the big dance. We get your upset picks right out of the gate, and then we talk. Are we really talking Mavs today?
Not really. Look at the rest.
Oh yeah. Are you invested in the MVP race? Because that's going to be important right there.
That other guy had a gun.
And at 12:20 today, during the Expressway, 40 minutes of uninterrupted sports content, courtesy of Jim. What's the best in-person sports experience you've ever had, and why was it number one?
Maybe it was the venue. Maybe it was the game, the outcome.
Is the tournament the best thing for you guys to watch live TV-wise during your show? Is there anything better?
I don't think it's going to be good. Kevin will be watching Duke, and then Cooper Flagg will get hurt and won't be able to work for the rest of the show stuff like I love.
Sometimes the World Cup falls really well with show, but in terms of a consistent every year.
Day baseball is pretty good.
Yeah.
Day baseball.
This is it.
I got some Bet Online final odds coming in. Total game-winning buzzer beater shots. The favorite.
So.
Total game.
They're not counting it where it's like there's 0.1 left.
Yeah,
I guess not. Buzzer beater.
The favorite is zero.
You are correct. Bobby Belt -300. You taking the field or an SEC team?
Oh man, I'll take the field.
Field
is the favorite at -140.
Oh, that's
real quick. What was the buzzer beater? Yes. Odds.
The buzzer beater, it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's one?
No, is 5-2.
5-2, okay.
National championship winner, the field, or you get Duke and Auburn?
I'm going to take the field. I saw this morning, and those aren't the two I would have picked. Like, I would have gone Duke and Florida. I understand Auburn's the top overall seed.
What will happen first? Bill Raftery says onions, or Kevin Harlan says
up high, down hard.
Bang. Bang is his. I thought that was
Mike Breen.
Mike Breen's the double banger.
Yeah.
Right?
Kevin doesn't bang.
Onions or bang? Or bang the onions.
I'll take onions.
Bang is -140. Mm. Will Drake pick Drake to win the national championship?
He should.
Yes, it's 25-1.
He should.
Who will President Trump pick to win? Is he filling out a bracket like Obama did?
Ooh, I don't know. Was that always a thing president filled out a bracket?
I don't think it was.
Yeah.
He took time. I took time away from the office.
He's like, we choose these schools to advance.
That doesn't feel like
not
it fits
because
Doge.
It's easy, but because
he's going to pick Florida.
Good job. Why'd you say that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
He's a wonderful governor. Ron DeSantis. Okay, he's a wonderful governor.
Ron DeSantis.
I know.
When will the last perfect bracket be busted?
3 o'clock.
Yep.
Today.
Round of 64 minus 500.
There's so many of them. Somebody will make it through today.
Yeah,
I think.
You're right.
All right. Let's let the fellas take over. The return of Corey Majors with Jim on the KNC Masterpiece. Enjoy today. Next on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.